You're listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Israel will be heading to the polls for their fifth time in 4 years. That story right after this short message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
We want to thank MyPillow for sponsoring the Charisma Podcast Network. Go to MyPillow.com to receive the Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. You will receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time with any purchase, you will receive Mike's softcover book absolutely free when you use the promo code CHARISMA. Once again, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code CHARISMA or call 800-598-1793 for this amazing offer. In a Monday night televised press conference, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and Foreign Minister Yair Lapid announced their decision to dissolve their Knesset government for the good of the country, despite surviving a vote of no confidence earlier that day. In the 2021 election, Prime Minister Bennett beat out former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and was able to create a coalition of eight parties coming together with the goal of taking down the longtime prime minister. Bennett was able to do some good for the country during his time in leadership, like ending the COVID-19 crisis in Israel, traveling to the United Arab Emirates and the Kingdom of Bahrain for the first time in official state capacity to strengthen the Abraham Accords, and he was also willing to work with an Israeli Arab political party. Unfortunately, once he had defeated Prime Minister Netanyahu, Bennett was unable to keep the diverse coalition made up of hard right, liberal, and Arab parties united. This lack of unity has led to the Israeli lawmakers to vote to dissolve their ruling coalition government. In his attempt to find a unity solution, Bennett said that, "We turned over every rock." All Israel News noted that while Bennett was speaking, the lights in the Knesset flickered and went out for a second. Bennett announced that his friend and alternate prime minister, Yair Lapid, would become the interim prime minister during this transition. Lapid commented that, "A year ago, we started the process of rebuilding, and now we're carrying it on together. What we need to do today is to go back to the concept of Israeli unity and not let dark forces tear us apart from within. We must remind ourselves that we love one another, love our country, and that only together we will prevail." Benjamin Netanyahu, who already has his sights on retaking his former prime minister role, commented to parliament reporters about the announcement that, "This evening, people are smiling. They understand something great happened here. We are getting rid of the worst government in the country's history." Israel's next elections will be tentatively held October 25th, 2022, in hopes to build a 61-seat majority to create the next coalition government. This is John Matarazzo for Charisma News.